The Food and Drug Administration has been cracking down this week on drug makers over the issue of quality. The pharmaceutical giant Shearing Plough has agreed to pay the government $500 million for problems at plants in New Jersey and Puerto Rico. As a result, several drugs are expected to be in short supply or even discontinued. Abbott Laboratories may be forced to cease production of dozens of diagnostic blood tests, which would cost the company billions of dollars in sales. And the FDA has also been scrutinizing manufacturing operations at Eli Lilly and Wyeth. The crackdown comes as drug prices are rising fast and profits are high. With us now to discuss what's going on is NPR's Joe Neal. Joe, let's talk first about this Shearing fine, $500 million. Is that a record?
Well, it's certainly the largest that's ever been levied for drug quality. There have been a couple of larger fines. Last year, Abbott and TAP Pharmaceuticals got fined $875 million, and the hospital giant Columbia HCA a few years back paid $840 million, but both of those were related to fraud and Medicare billing and not to drug manufacturing issues.
And what's in this agreement between the government and Shearing Plough, and what are its implications? Are we going to see some drugs come off the market or be unavailable for some time?
Well, in addition to the huge fine, the company is going to have to spend several years investing in improving these plants. They say that there won't be any disruptions in drug supply, any major disruptions, but already some of these quality problems have caused certain drugs to be in short supply. The drugs involved are a wide range of products, Nasonex nasal spray, Afrin, some asthma inhalers. They really make a huge number of products at this plant in Puerto Rico and also in the one in New Jersey. So it seems likely that there will be some disruption as they renovate the plants, but it's hard to say how much.
Mm-hmm. Abbott Labs also came under fire this week from the FDA.
That's right. The company in 1999, got a $100 million fine for quality problems at a Chicago area plant that makes diagnostic blood tests. And Abbott disclosed this week that the FDA has told it that it's flunked its efforts to make improvements there. So that could also be potentially disruptive if Abbott is forced to discontinue manufacture of some of these products, which are blood tests to screen out for various infectious diseases and blood sugar, all sorts of diagnostic tests.
Joe, given all the action this week, does this mean we're seeing a newly aggressive Food and Drug Administration?
Well, yes, it does. The Food and Drug Administration says it's a coincidence that these two actions happened this week. But there has been an effort, especially in recent months, to try to put pressure on companies to bring their manufacturing operations up to date, to replace outdated factories, some of which are 30, 40, 50 years old.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, John.
NPR's Joe Neal.